And we are back.
Hello, everybody. So we missed last week. That was my fault. Something came up. Had to deal with it. Sorry.
The post-show subscribers got a little treat from Ellie and Max.
Yeah, and we tried to put up the New Year's show, but then we realized that for some reason no one got recorded.
Except for us.
Except for us. So it's kind of worthless.
Check. I turned the monitor down for when the kids were using it, so that's why it was, at least for me, it was lower than I was used to. There, I think that's about good.
We are drinking Busch beer, the 25-ounce that was left over from New Year's.
It has one extra ounce in it.
It tastes a lot like the Budweiser that came out of the Bright Tank, right? I mean, it's just, it's the same wort, really, right? And it's just kind of bland and there, but it's not
this
offensive.
This could have been the beer that makes yeast.
Yeah. It's not offensive. I'll give it that. It's just not, it's not that interesting a beer.
Can't beat the price, though.
No.
Have you seen this puzzle?
Okay, so this is it. It's a nut. It's okay. So there's a big screw with a nut on it.
It's a bolt. Basically, it said, get the washer off.
And there's a washer on, and the nut doesn't come off. So how do you get the washer off?
We can play with it while we're talking.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I got that puzzle, and I guess I'll have to tell my narrative about it once after Greg solves it. Assuming you're going to solve it. The, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I spent the day redoing Heather's iPhone 5S. Thing is, that horrible battery life.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible battery life. And, someone at work told me the other day there's a known issue where it'll pass battery diagnostics if you wipe the phone and restore from an iCloud backup or something like that. It will continue to have the bug where it's screwing up the battery, so you have to start from scratch and rebuild the phone by hand. So I spent the day logging, you know, getting our accounts, and I took the time to set her up with two-factor authentication where she should have it, Facebook, things like that, and whatnot. See, okay, so Greg solved it, but really, the puzzle's worn out. It was only good for about two solves before the puzzle got worn out.
Okay.
It was too easy to unscrew.
I see.
I'm debating whether I want to spoil this puzzle for everybody. Maybe I won't. But the nut, the first time I got it out of the box, if you cranked it all the way tight and tried to tighten it, it wouldn't go any further than that, right?
Yeah, alright.
And right now it's so worn out, this is going to be bad radio for everyone, that if you're careful you can just unscrew it like this. The way you're supposed to solve it is, if you hold it like this, right? So this is being kind of pressed back clockwise.
Right.
You can try to just go like this, because it keeps that thing from locking down, right?
I see, yeah.
And that's how you're supposed to solve it. And you shouldn't be able to solve it by just fiddling like Greg did, right? That the puzzle's kind of worn out. So I'm really bummed that the puzzle was only good for about two solves before the mechanics of it got worn out.
But it's a cool puzzle because there's a misdirection trick in there. It makes you think it's something when it's actually something else.
Yeah, I realized like when it was like this, and this was moving with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew something was up in there. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know exactly how something was up in there. So, and that's enough being vague, so I don't ruin the bolt trick for all of you listeners who like puzzles. I'm sure you can Google the bolt trick or bolt puzzle. They'll ruin the mystery for you right away. Look, I'm having more Busch.
Yeah. I wish you would have opened that one, because this is the one that's least offensive of all the ones that we had. So, what were we just talking about?
I was talking about the iPhone and having to rebuild it by hand, setting up two-factor and whatnot for for Heather, getting her on LastPass, because some of her passwords were scary weak. She's like, oh, it's just my Yahoo. There's nothing important in there. Except that's her recovery email for, everything else. Right. You're like, well, it's kind of important. So.
Let's talk about gender.
Okay. I like girls.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of that. But what you do have is you have a little girl and a little boy. And I'm sure you've tried, how successful you've been. That's neither here nor there. But you've tried to not enforce traditional gender roles on them, right? But Allie still wants to be princess. Max still wants to drive a truck. So, how ingrained is it in society and or just in the way kids are taught and or in their own genetics for them to turn out these different ways?
It's a good question. It's a hard one because no one wants to do the ultimate experiment, right? I mean, there's some weirdos out there that do it, but, have your kid grow up with no
external stimulus.
Well, that's it. They'd have to not have any friends. They'd have to not have, any of that. And then just, you'd have to be careful at every turn to give them equal opportunity to dolls and trucks, right? Those equivalent type things and see where they go. I don't know. I think there's something innate, though, that, I don't know, maybe societal pressure is that much that, just seeing your average boy on a TV show makes Max be what Max is. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether it's innate because kids play with boys play with dolls, too. They just call them action figures. Girls will play with Legos, but for some reason, it's been deemed that they should be colored pink. I think that there is definitely, in terms of innate things, I've read stuff about how girls tend to look more at your face and try to garner more how you're reacting, and boys are less interested in that. Boys are more interested in sort of creating a narrative in front of them.
Okay.
And less about what other people think. But, you can't blame it on toy companies, and I have to admit I'm getting a lot of this from the Real Street in Harmontown because it was just the reason I listened to it is on my mind. But toy companies are capitalistic entities. They're not trying to reinforce gender stereotypes. They're trying to make money, and they make money by going where the heat is. Right? If the market research says boys want things that bleed and shoot, then they're going to make things that bleed and shoot, and it's not because they're trying to push violence on kids just because that's what boys want. And so it's sort of this self-reinforcing circle.
Well, that's it. I was just going to say how much of it is self-reinforcing, right? But I guess they have to get there somehow to start, right? Boys turn everything into guns, right? I mean, it's an old stand-up joke, right, where, they're sitting at the dinner table with a piece of bread, they turn it into a gun. I mean, it's true.
Boys like to harm things.
But Allie
but Allie looks plays, to harm things
Allie
too.
Plays guns too.
Yeah.
She has a lot more her mom's a tomboy, right? So there's a lot more tomboy in her than your average girl, I'm sure. And, I've been reinforcing some of the math and science type traits, right? So, she's going to be a little atypical with the reinforcement that I've put on that. Mm-hmm. Mostly because she'll be at a disadvantage. She'll be at a disadvantage because there's still that perception out there that girls don't do science, right? So
it's less and less of a thing. I mean, women scientists are being more and more put into the public eye. And still, though, the ones you see, like Neil deGrasse Tyson's, are men. But, there are some who are gaining traction.
Right. I think she'd still be at a disadvantage even throughout school. So I'm trying to just start early, give her a little head start.
Well, like deGrasse Tyson says, the point is not to make your kids into science geeks, but just make them science literate, to make them understand the basics of right. how the world works. Then they can go on their own and they can be music majors or whatever, but then they'll have a toolkit mm-hmm. to use to substantiate claims.
Right.
Now, that's not always going to work. It doesn't always work for those of us who have the toolkit very well established in our minds. It doesn't always work for mm-hmm. us, but at least to keep it there.
It was funny today. Ellie's like, "Daddy, I want to kiss." So she wanted to kiss on the lips, so I just gave her a little peck on the lips. It's like, "No, turn your head sideways." Like she wanted to kiss me like mommy kisses me. I'm like, "No, we don't kiss that way." Daddy and Ellie's don't kiss that way.
Well, you just gotta learn the birds and the bees sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that one? I mean, you've already done up to the very basics, right? Girls have penis, boys have vagina. Opposite of that.
yeah, she knows that.
Yeah. But the whole... That's just... You know, that's an IKEA plan. That doesn't actually describe what actually goes on. That's just blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole of it is a lot more... I mean, like... How do you describe to kids you're going to, at some point, get this overwhelming feeling that nothing in life will be the same without this particular person, and then that's going to go away real quickly because you're in high school and your hormones are racing through you like crazy. How do you explain that?
Everyone needs that answer to that question, right? Yeah. No one ever has, so... I don't know. I'm enjoying the time while she still thinks I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got at least 4 years, maybe 6 years of that mm-hmm. still left. And then things change. I mean, Ava's already going through. I mean, she's nine, so she's still tweeny, mm-hmm. right? So she's, you know... She has opinions about things. Mm-hmm. She still thinks her parents are cool.
Okay.
That will end within the next 3 years or so. But...
Yeah, I'm a little bummed that things weren't out already. Paid $12 for that.
Man.
Yeah. Lame.
What are you going to do? Let's see.
Let's put it on the desk and let it look cool, I guess.
What else has been going on?
I don't know. Been busy at work. Not doing anything I can talk about.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, no, it's nothing special. Just, I mean, there are things that I'm doing that are dun, dun, dun. I mean, not really. There's a couple of duns in there. Not the whole dun, 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 but maybe a dun, dun. Yeah, just, let's see, what else am I doing? Don't know. I watched a couple episodes of Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the one up until when, I guess when,
Sherlock. Watson. The Bell.
Bad guy.
M.
No, the other bad guy.
Moriarty,
right? Yeah. You know, he was revealed, right? Because he caught the guy they thought was a serial killer or whatnot, you know, and realized it was Moriarty put him up. I watched up to that. So.
Okay. So what do you think?
It's not bad. It's probably on par with this season of Sherlock.
Yeah, this season of Sherlock sucked. I was really...
Is there only the three episodes?
Only three episodes, okay. Yeah. Because I was really looking forward to it. The first two seasons, that were great, and this season I was just like... Really disappointed.
I thought the third episode was the best of the three, but I don't know. Still,
I thought the second episode was probably the best of the three. The third episode, I was like, the first episode was just an empty exercise in style, and the second episode, at least there was, I mean, they played around with the format a little bit, mm-hmm. but I was, at least there was something interesting there, and the third episode was just me like shaking my head, going, no, no. No, that's just... No. And then the end had me just... The very, very end.
Mm-hmm.
I was just... even more shaking my head. Like, this is wrong. This is just pure sensationalism. This is not a good TV show anymore.
Yeah, it's a bummer. You know, I've been anticipating that. Yeah. I haven't watched any of the Community yet. I downloaded one last night, but I haven't watched him yet. So
the fourth episode, the one that just aired, is a new classic.
Okay. I was gonna watch. I was thinking about watching one last night, but it was a little bit late. I probably was at risk of dozing off during it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that, so I just kind of held it off till tonight or tomorrow or something like that. What else? Yeah, so I just want to let you know I finally started watching The Elementary.
Good. Well, there's more where that came from, and yeah, I think you see that the characters come into their own, and it really is a character show, even though mm-hmm. it's got procedural elements to it.
Right.
But Johnny Lee Miller does a great job with Sherlock, and he just gets better.
Okay.
And the first season has a great ending, and so far the second season's been pretty damn good. So, yeah.
Cool.
I recommend that. Yeah, definitely get those Communities in as soon as you can. Like I said, the one that just aired is a classic.
Okay.
And, like, one of the top five of the series.
Nice.
And Rick and Morty is good.
I'm not sure I know what Rick and Morty is.
You've seen the Doc and Marty shorts, one. Yeah, you saw that. Well, they made that into a TV show. A little less graphic. Right. But the basic idea is Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland are doing it. And it's very funny and it's very cool. Rick and Morty.
Is it based off of time traveling teenager and scientist, or is it?
It's based off of a scientist who can do anything in the world that he wants.
Okay.
But Rick is a dumb kid who has a family life, and so they ground it in the family life, and then have outrageous sci-fi rigmarole adventures.
Okay.
At the same time.
All right. Stick your finger in my ass, Morty.
It's not that it was lick my balls.
That's it. It's been like 5 years. Come on.
Yeah.
I knew it was something. Why don't I have anything to talk about? What have my kids done cool lately? Anything? No. Nothing that anyone will care about. Allison's. She closes off when we try to go over reading skills and things like that.
Is she embarrassed that she can't read as well as she wants to, or?
She's a little frustrated with reading, but it seems like she just shuts down with me and Heather and does better at school. I don't know, maybe we need a tutor, or, you know, just so it's not us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Like, we were just doing this worksheet today, and it had the letter I, you know, the I, myself, I. It had an, the, are, and is. And she couldn't get am and is. She kept saying see and my. So much so, I couldn't tell if she was being a brat or if she has maybe some dyslexia. I don't know.
It's usually not the kids being a brat. Usually. But it's probably also usually not a learning disability uh-huh. also. It sometimes these things come harder than you remember them.
Well, the funny thing was, we were towards the end, and I just wanted to go through the words one more time. It's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, you can't play your iPod until you finish this. She blew through.
Yeah.
So she's like, are, my, am, is.
Yeah. Found the same thing with David doing some math stuff a year or so ago. You know, things were, it was just too hard. It was too hard. And she just needed some time to calm down. And when she came back to it, she was okay. She was fine to go through with it. But it was in her head too much. It was, mm-hmm. It was so much that she had to deal with. And so what you did is you gave Allie a goal, and that allowed her to focus. And with Ava, it was she needed to take some time just get ready for bed and all the stuff. And then she came back down and did the work fine. Mm-hmm.
Or I guess it was a goal. I thought more of it as a threat because I had threatened her to, she's like, I'm tired. I'm like, okay, go take a nap. I'm like, I don't want to take a nap. I'm like, well, let's do this homework. Let's just get through 4 pages. And, no, she couldn't do it. I'm like, okay, you can go, but you're not playing with your iPod until you come back and do this. She nailed through it and went off. And So, yeah, I don't know. She likes doing math. She does math problems for fun. She sees them as puzzles that they are, right?
Yeah.
And she'll do addition. She's actually better at subtraction than addition. But yeah, reading, she's a little bit, I think she's frustrated because she thought learning to read would be easier than she's finding it. Mm. So that's probably part of it too.
Well, I mean, math is easier with what she's doing with math because there are only 10 symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relatively logical system. Reading only 26 symbols, but they can be arranged in all ridiculous sort mm-hmm. of ways, and English is not the most parsimonious of languages, so it's hard to get a grasp on all the ridiculous ways in which you can construct sentences and be correct and or incorrect.
So you've been playing with those cards. Are you going to blow my mind?
No, I'm not. I don't have the moves down. I'm just still practicing, just getting used to holding them.
Okay.
Because this is the mechanics grip, by the way. This is the grip you'll see mm-hmm. magicians always mm-hmm. use. Because right. that way, if I have a break in a card, you can't tell, really, mm-hmm. if I angle it right. But
right.
I'm keeping control of the card. So that's an example. Of,
I see. You're not supposed to divulge the secrets.
These are simple secrets. I'm not. You know, anybody can go on YouTube and figure out how to do the basics of a break and a double lift, right? I mean, this is a double lift, okay? So I'm not good at it, but, you know, I'd be like, okay, so this is a mm-hmm. card at the top. Actually, the card at the top is this one.
Right.
So.
Gotcha. Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. The thing about sleight of hand magic, and I think it's interesting, like I said, you know, I looked into the mentalism stuff, and that was really disappointing, because all the mentalism stuff is just cheapo tricks. Whereas sleight of hand, at least there's some mechanics to it. There's some interesting stuff going on where you're doing some manipulation, and that makes it a lot cooler in my mind.
I see. Cool. How long does it take? How much practice does it take to get proficient at some of these things? Do you know? Do the books say?
Well, if you want to be good at sleight of hand, you got to work on it for years.
Right.
You know, and I just started, so I'm not any good at it.
I didn't know if it was, you know, 6 months of everyday practice or years of everyday practice or what.
I mean, years to become excellent at it,
mm-hmm.
to become reasonably passable, it'd probably take a few months. Which I have not put in yet.
Right.
So I'm just getting used to holding it, getting used to things like cutting, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice. It's just a flourish cut or a riffle, things like that.
I can't even really shuffle cards, so.
You can.
No,
shuffling's the easiest, like, right? That's just.
Well, my mom does this whole, she puts them down, then she riffles them back up.
Yeah.
I can right never there. Do that.
It's not that hard. You just hit that and then like that.
I can never get that to happen.
This is harder for what I do. That's a riffle, just a riffle down.
Okay. Once we were playing poker, this was when I was up at the mine still, and I tried to shuffle. I dropped the cards all over the floor. It's like, yeah, let's see if I can do that. It's so dexterous when it comes to these cards. And then I've never. So you pick them up and then.
Arch them and then fall. Yeah.
And they all fall out.
See, yeah.
Yeah, I should have told them or something.
Well, the trick is really you need less of force than you might think. I think is the trick to cards. Like, this is relatively simple, and then it's hard on this table, but just a little bend, and they'll come right together. Mm-hmm. They'll just do it automatically.
I see.
You just let them. That wasn't very good, but.
See? At least I'm not the only one that's not good at that.
This is harder because this is. You start and you're like. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just kind of. You let it just drop. Mm-hmm. And all you're doing is you're applying a little bit of pressure with your forefinger to get it to go. So it's a slide band up. It pops like that.
I see. That was great radio.
Yes.
Oh, any good science in the news lately?
There was something going on in sort of the news. There was a Numberphile video. You probably don't watch Numberphile, but it's about how the sum of all integers, the infinite sum of all integers, is equal to -1/2 or -1/12 rather.
What? the infinite
sum of all integers is equal to -1/12. It has to do with something called a Riemann zeta function. Basically, the deal is that when you're dealing with infinity, you're dealing with something different than when you're dealing with regular numbers.
Right.
You're dealing with a way of computing things that's different. The best way, you know, I think the best way to look at this is not to think of infinity, but to think about I, the imaginary number, which is square root of -1. Now, you've probably learned that. You may have learned some formula that use I. Like, for example, I has to do with rotating systems a lot. So when you're dealing with rotation, I is used to figure out something. Now, the thing is that I will never actually, you'll never get an answer I. But I is used to come up with the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get an actual answer infinity, but infinities are used to get the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same sort of way of manipulating things. So if you apply infinity in this situation, you actually get an answer, and the answer is -1/12. And you may be like, that seems weird, but that actually it actually has physical ramifications.
If you're just summing integers and negative integers, right? How do you
just positive integers? Oh. 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 + 5. Blah blah blah.
Then how's it? Okay.
I'll show you the video because I can't explain it.
Okay.
I'm not up on the zeta function. The video does a little bit of tricky sort of algebra to kind of explain it.
But the sum of all positive integers has to be.
The sum of all positive integers has to be bigger if it stops at a certain point. But if it's infinite, then it has a different property. That's the real point, is that if it's infinite, it has a different property. Just like if you press 1 minus 1 plus 1 minus 1 plus 1 minus 1 an infinite amount of times, what does that equal? Well, if you do it infinite times, then it should average to around 1/2.
Okay, right. Okay.
And you apply that same system, and you get -1/12.
Okay.
I'll show you the video afterwards. maybe show the video, we'll comment on the post show.
Okay.
How about that?
I don't get it. Why isn't it a big number? How is it negative? It should be half of a big number or something. I don't know.
Look it up. But it's... If you just think of the terms of arithmetic, that's why it always bugs me when, like... I remember watching a Sesame Street or a number... Number company or whatever it was called, mm-hmm. where they, you know, said... Where they tried to explain the concept of infinity to kids. And they said, what is infinity? Well, think of the biggest number you can. All right? Add 1 to it. That's bigger. Just add 1 to it. But that's not infinity.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that that's a That's a kindergarten idea. Mm-hmm. That's not what infinity is. Infinity is not a number. So when you so people have it in their minds that infinite is just something that it's indescribably large.
Right.
But that's not what infinity is. So it's if you have that in your head that infinity is just an indescribably large number, then it's not going to work the same way. Jeff is checking something on his phone because we just got a weird beep.
I'm not sure what's up with the weird beep, but it's a picture from... I guess Max isn't in bed yet.
He has binkies on his eyes.
It looks like a big bug. Oh, he was... I guess he was in his room calling for mom to help him, and that's what the help that he needed.
Well,
okay, so I guess it's time.
Definitely needs some help.
None that mom can give.
All right, so why don't we let's pause for now, go into the show, and you can watch that video.
All right.